And we're back. You're for the Oh man, I'm still sleeping while you're drinking your shrooms.
Yeah, that's right. I ran out of coffee today, so I'm trying mud water. I'm not a sponsor. I mean, if they want to sponsor us, they can. I know cool. They're big on social media. They're pretty big on Instagram and stuff like that. So I bought it a few months ago and never tried it and ran out of coffee. So this is what I'm drinking today.
Nice. Yeah, I got nothing. I was going to make some coffee and I'm like, I don't have time. Nobody got time for that. Not right now, at least. So a little dark today, huh? So we got a couple things. Streaming tech news is the topic for the week. And for the day.
Okay. So.
No, oh, excuse me. I'm tired. You got a couple things here. Thought it was pretty pretty interesting. I think we talked about this several weeks ago. I was telling you how Disney Plus all of a sudden has like commercials.
Wait, Disney Plus does?
Disney Plus, not the app that they were advertising on a commercial, on a regular TV commercial.
Okay.
So I was watching football and I was like, you know, it was a commercial and I'm like, why is this commercial weird? And they're talking about Disney Plus and I'm just like, is this the first time I'm seeing like a Disney Plus commercial? Like they haven't really done too much advertising, I would say. Like you don't see billboards, you don't see commercials everywhere, you don't see a lot of stuff. So a couple weeks ago I saw this and I'm just like, huh, that's interesting, that's new, you know? And I was like, okay, maybe their marketing team finally said, hey, you know what, why don't we start making commercials? For those of people who don't know, it's just like, how do you not know about Disney Plus? You know,
they realize that they've been paying their marketing team for nothing and they're like, maybe you guys should actually do some work now. Like, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
How long has Disney Plus been out now?
A year.
Because I know they kind of skipped the whole beta thing and they released it and they hit the ground running and like got millions and millions of subscribers real freaking quick. And like they crashed their servers once.
You sound like The Rock, the millions and millions.
And, you know, if I was a company as big as Disney, and trying to take on a market as big as the streaming market, I probably wouldn't have went heavy on advertising to begin with, because servers are not cheap and it can be hectic when you got millions of people flooding your servers at the same time, right?
Yeah. Well, the hell's trying to call me now? Potential spam. No, thank you. Unless you want to be on the podcast. So I don't even remember where I saw this, but I heard about it. And I think I might have read either I opened up Google and it was one of the posts on the top. You know how they advertise and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Or they say this is like the latest news, but Disney Plus has a limited time offer for new people or returning people. Now,
right.
Before we tell you what that limited offer is, make sure you guys do check the description below. You guys can be like, what is this offer? Make sure, hey, we got a good offer for you. Make sure you guys do get that VPN in the description below. It's good to protect yourself before you wreck yourself. Just get that VPN, guys, down there in the description. You guys will see it. Get hooked up.
And while you're down there, make sure to check out buzztvglobal.com. The link is in the description below. A lot of good sales, a lot of good deals, a lot of good devices, and a pretty, you know, stand-up team they have going on there with everything from development to customer support. We've had nothing but good things when dealing with Buzz TV, as well as said to us from our subscribers and our followers when, you know, dealing with Buzz TV, their representatives and their products as well. So make sure you check them out.
Buzz TV. Okay. Here we go. So the moment that you've been waiting for, if you guys have been on the fence with Disney Plus, they are doing this limited time offer for former subscribers and brand new subscribers. So if you decided to quit because of Mandalorian was over and you're like, oh, I don't want Disney Plus anymore. I quit.
Right. I feel like a lot of people just got it just for freaking who they thought was Baby Yoda.
Yeah. You're wrong. Wrong.
Wrong.
Wrong. $1.99 for 1 month. That is $1.99 for a month. Now, this is a very, very limited time offer. Very, very limited time offer. And I have to look at the dates. Yeah, so this is valid until November 14th.
Hold on a second.
You guys have a couple days.
In addition to offering a month of its service to eligible users for dirt cheap, it says subscribers can also take advantage of special perks. Does it say that on their website too? Or no? I'm reading an article. It says special perks on Disney Plus Day. The perks include early entry to parks 30 minutes before opening at the Walt Disney World Resort and Disneyland Resort, as well as free Disney PhotoPass photo downloads.
Huh. So what do you do? Show them Disney Plus? Look, I got Disney Plus.
I guess. I don't know. So Disney Plus Day. What is Disney? Have you heard of Disney Plus Day? Right.
This is probably the first year since it's been a year now.
So Disney Plus Day. Okay, so Shang-Chi will start streaming on November the 12th as a part of Disney Plus Day. So Disney Plus Day starts on the 12th. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you know what we should do now that we're looking at these dates and we're just like, wait a minute. We should air this episode. Some of you guys are like, wait, what? Yeah, we should air this episode this weekend. And then what we're going to do is, so if anybody's, okay, so if you guys are listening to this or watching this, you're probably listening to the audio on the 12th and you're probably watching the video on the 13th. This deal ends on the 14th and Shang-Chi airs on the 12th. So if you guys want this deal, it's going to be in like a day. You guys have like, it's like a quick turnaround. So what we're going to do is we're going to flip our weekly tech news for this weekend that we normally do. We're flipping it over to next week. So we're going to have like two weekly tech news next week.
This weekend is huge for Disney. I didn't even realize all this stuff was going on. So apparently Shang-Chi was theaters only.
Yeah.
Right? So because of this Disney Plus Day on the 12th, you're getting both Shang-Chi and Jungle Cruise to stream.
Yep. There's more than just that.
There's more than just that. But it says it goes on. They're celebrating the origins and legacy of Star Wars Boba Fett, special celebrating of the Marvel Cinematic Universe on Disney Plus, with an exciting look towards the future and a new Home Alone movie called Home Sweet Home Alone.
Home Alone. Yeah.
Weird. There's a new series of Olaf.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of shit. Like there's like five more points on this list.
I have the Disney Plus app here and it tells you at the top.
God damn.
Coming November 12th to Disney Plus. So yeah, you got Shang-Chi, you do got Jungle Cruise. I saw this last night too. Olaf Presents. So it's a new Olaf from Frozen. The World According to Jeff Goldblum, National Geographic. Home Sweet Home Alone, Dogi Kame Aloha, MD, season finale, Taylor Swift, what is it? Taylor Swift Folklore, the some kind of studio sessions, Magic Bake Off, X-Men First Class, Amphibia. Dude, there's a lot of stuff that they're pushing here that's coming like this weekend. So there you go. Make sure you guys do check that out. If you don't have it, you might as well just get it. And then the thing too is they do have the bundle starting at $13.99. That's with ESPN and Hulu. If you want to check out just Disney Plus, $1.99 a month. You can't, or for the first month, you cannot beat that. You absolutely cannot beat
that. I actually think their marketing team got paid or something, because this isn't the only promo that Disney Plus is running right now. I think it's included, like a month of it is included with the Xbox Pass as well.
Really?
So they're really like trying to promote their shit right now. That's not what I wanted. All right, so I guess we'll stick with Disney because I got one more thing for Disney.
Yeah, go for it.
So an article came out on the 8th saying that Disney Plus is upgrading Marvel movies to IMAX aspect ratio.
Huh. And actually, you know what? I did pull that up too. You'll see smaller black bars in certain scenes.
Yeah.
From 13 movies. I'm actually kind of stoked about this, but.
Well, you got a big ass TV.
I got a big TV. So let me see. IMAX Enhanced. Okay, so there is a picture here. That way you guys can see what the difference is. So if you guys are watching this, you guys will know. But these blue lines right here, this is what it normally looks like with widescreen. If you have the IMAX Enhanced, then you get a little bit more above and a little bit more below. It doesn't change the movie, but it makes it a lot. Oh, I don't even know how to explain this. It doesn't change the movie. You still see everything in the movie there is. It just gives it a bigger picture. You know what I mean?
You get more on the screen.
Yeah.
More on.
So several Marvel movies are going to be presented in IMAX expanded aspect ratio format for Disney Plus. 13 MCU movies in total will be upgraded to this, including Shang-Chi. I wonder if they have. Oh, they do have a movie. They have a list here. It says here Avengers, okay, traditional, blah, blah, blah. Avengers Infinity War and Endgame, meanwhile, were shot entirely in the format. That doesn't tell me which format. So it looks like, ooh. Okay, Black Widow. Oh, here it is. Okay, here it is. Here's the list. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Avengers Endgame, Avengers Infinity War, Black Panther, Black Widow, Captain America Civil War, Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange, Iron Man, 1, Guardians of the Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Shang-Chi, and Thor Ragnarok. That's good. I've already seen Black Widow a couple times. I'm probably going to see it again. I'm probably going to see it again if that's the case.
So you mentioned Ant-Man. And the actor who plays Ant-Man is Paul Rudd? How do you say his last name?
Paul Rudd.
Rudd, right? He's in the news today. Did you know this? Mm-mm. So I think it's People's Magazine. They come out with that list of the world's sexiest man or something, and they nominated him. He is the world's sexiest man.
Really?
Which, I mean, I'm not saying that he's bad looking, but I wasn't. He's. Ah, I don't have a list of sexiest men, anyways. But yeah. I told Preppy that this morning, and I was like, "Did you know that he's a superhero?" She's like, "No," because she hasn't seen Ant-Man yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just throwing that in there.
Oh man,
just you know, little nuggets of information.
Interesting.
Shang-Chi.
Very interesting.
I've been talking about Fubo TV for a while, even though I've never used it.
Hold on. I still got another Disney one.
Do you?
I still got another Disney
one. Is this one. A Disney episode?
Yeah. It should be. Never underestimate the power of an Avenger. That's how the sentence starts. I'm gonna read this headline. New Marvel movie currently dominating every streaming service, including Netflix.
There's Marvel movies on Netflix, though?
Let me say that again. New Marvel movie currently dominating every streaming service.
Oh, it's getting Netflix. More traffic than everything combined.
Than everything, including Netflix. So here's something that I found very interesting. And I think Black Widow, Marvel, Scarlett Johansson kind of said, ooh, maybe I should wise up and make friends with Marvel before anything
right,
stupid happens.
Right, yeah.
So Black Widow is the most streamed movie. And it's not by a little bit.
Oh, no.
It's by a lot.
A lot of bit.
So, Black Widow became free to watch on Disney Plus starting October 4th. Starting October 4th? Is that what it was? So, okay, I'm just going to read this here. Marvel Studios released Black Widows in theater and on Disney Plus at the same time earlier this year, but the streaming version of the film costed subscribers. If you had Disney Plus, you had to pay an extra $30 for the premiere access,
right?
Which I'm totally fine with. Last month, the streaming service finally added the acclaimed Marvel movie to its regular roster, allowing fans to watch it at no extra cost. I believe this was October 4th. It became an instant hit. The second it dropped, it blew everyone away. In fact, following its streaming debut, Black Widow topped all movies and all streaming services, including Netflix. According to the new numbers, Black Widow was viewed more than any other movie film on a streaming service from October 4th through October 10th. Over the course of that week, Black Widow was streamed for a total of 616 million minutes.
That's a lot of minutes.
That's a lot. Now, check this out. There's this movie from Netflix called The Guilty. It's a Netflix original thriller starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm.
Came in second.
What is it? Guilty?
It's called The Guilty.
The Guilty. And this is a movie.
From Netflix. An original Netflix movie. So, Black Widow, 616 million. Second place, 445 million. They almost 200 million them. Dude. It's crazy. These streaming numbers are usually dominated by Netflix titles.
Mm-hmm.
Usually Netflix is winning. But like I think we've been talking about this now for a year, saying like Netflix is slowly going to start coming down that. Oh, not coming down the hill. Netflix is Disney is just going to push them over and be like, get out of here. This is my new hill.
It's Disney. It was always their hill. They were just borrowing it from Netflix because it was their movies anyways.
So they're saying that this edition, save Black Widow for the top spot. 7 of the 10 movies on the list were on Netflix. So with only Black Widow, Hocus Pocus, Disney, Cruella breaking through for Disney, and plus those three movies were on the top 10, which usually, again, the 10 are Netflix's. So other Netflix films on this list include Titanic, which I guess, yeah, you know, Titanic has been a very, very popular movie.
The original Titanic?
Yeah. It's still being watched.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, geez. Still being watched.
My Little Pony, A New Generation, Something Borrowed, The Holiday. It's just some other random movies, but it's very interesting to me to see that.
Here's the thing, right? Yes, Netflix might have more movies on there, but if we look at Disney and even the subsidiaries like Marvel or Lucasfilms or stuff like that, these brands have significantly over the years come out with less movies that generally make a bigger impact, like less movies in quantity, but the movies they come out with do make, they have a bigger impact on people, on the box office, on numbers, on views, on whatever you want to call them, right? If Marvel can't come out with 5 movies in a year and all of them be bangers, it's impossible. You would split your actors too thin. You wouldn't have enough money to make it the way that they want to make them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they can't have the top 10 today. But you give this 10 to 15 years, and the people that are watching Titanic are now going to be watching all the Marvel movies.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I'm actually kind of surprised. I was just right now looking up some of these numbers. I'm actually kind of surprised, like Endgame and Infinity War weren't up there, like in that top 10 list, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel like some of those movies, again, because the only one that I recognize is the Titanic, but because there's a form of nostalgia on there, right? We have to kind of wait for us or our generation to get older to be like, hey guys, have you guys heard of the Avengers? Do you want to watch the first one? You know what I mean? And it's going to come to that time, especially this time of the year, when people are more likely to be home, more likely to be like, it's all the holidays. Let's sit down and watch a movie with a hot chocolate. I don't know how you guys do it across the border, but this is hot chocolate season here.
We do hot chocolate in 50 degree weather, Fahrenheit.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, Boo-Foo, so, or Fubu.
Boo-Foo. So I've been talking about Fubu for a while, Fubo TV. The reason I got into talking about them is because I've been watching their stock, and their stock's been doing okay. I've been in and out of their stock a couple times over the last year, but they're like the little tiny live TV streaming service that a lot of people haven't heard about yet. And we always hear people complaining about how expensive like YouTube TV is, doesn't give you a lot of stuff and whatever. But there are other options out there that actually give you some decent content. And Fubo TV is one of them. It includes things like NFL Network. You have... you got it up there. Like, they got 237 channels, and some of these are some pretty big channels. ESPN, TLC, like, you got some big stuff in there, right? So they were in the news this week because they just crossed over their first 1 million subscribers after being in business for 6 years. And I think that they're really going to start to get noticed now. They ended Q3 with 944,000 subscribers, and at the end of the fourth quarter, or not even the end of the fourth quarter, because we're not there yet, but they just crossed their 1 million subscribers. So this is some pretty good stuff. It says that advertising earnings and viewing hours It reached 284 million hours of streamed content during the quarter, up 113% year over year. In this letter to the shareholders, they said that 1 million subscribers means increased relevance, leverage, and influence with content partners and leagues. So yes, that they have connections with some of these big sports channels and, you know, publications. But now that they actually have 1 million subscribers, they can get better deals. They can get more deals. They can get more content. And now they're a bigger player in the field now. And I think this is going to be really good for them. I think it's, you know, competition when it comes to streaming, live TV channels, all that kind of good stuff is good. It helps to keep prices down.
Yeah.
So just to give you guys a quick wrap up, it says that FuboTV's channels bundles start at $64.99, which includes 116 channels and includes 250 hours of cloud DVR storage and three concurrent streams. So you get three connections, 116 channels, and 250 hours of DVR. That sounds pretty good.
That's their plan that they have right now?
That's what it starts at, yeah. I think that's pretty good.
Which plan was that one that you're looking at?
That is bundles. That's their starting package, $64.99.
Mm. Oh yeah, here it is, $64.99. Yeah.
So that comes up with 116 channels, 250 hours of DVR storage, and three connections. And then it says their top package includes 162 channels. 1,000 hours of DVR space, and 10 connections?
10 connections at home.
10 connections at home.
Now, the numbers that Next Level's saying right now is going to be different because this is based on your region.
Hmm.
This is based on your region. So when I'm looking at this thing, it says, if this thing says available, 237 channels available in your area. I'll show this one more time here. Towards the top, it says based on your current location.
Right, right.
So this is based wherever you're at. So I know your numbers are a little bit different. That's why I was just like, wait, what did you say? How many channels? Because mm-hmm. mine says 113 channels.
Right, the
starter.
Right.
My elite says 161. So it just depends where you're at. It's going to be very similar to that. Very similar.
Like it was give or take a couple channels. It wasn't a whole lot. But yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty good. It sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Not that bad.
Since they also actually acquired another company called Molotov SAS, and it's France Molotov. Number Molotov.
Molotov cocktail.
Number one live TV streaming company. So that's good.
Interesting.
I didn't even know France. I mean, I guess they should. Everyone should have a streaming platform.
Yeah. Well, speaking of streaming platforms, we did talk about this before, briefly. And I think we said let's pause this because we were getting into it too pretty good. HBO Max is combining. I should say it like this: Discovery Plus is combining with HBO Max. They're going into HBO Max. There hasn't been any official. I guess they haven't announced anything official. So Disney Plus, when you open up Disney Plus, you get National Geographic as one of the options. Like when you open up the app. And I think I could probably show that here without getting anybody in trouble. Yeah. So if you look at the top, you got Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and then there's National Geographic. I still think they need to add Fox Animation and then Fox Movies somewhere in there. You know what I mean? Because it's like, look at this thing. Recommended for you, Home Alone. But if I go to one of these tabs, where am I going to find Home Alone? It's not in Disney. It's not in Pixar. It's not in Marvel. You know what I mean? Home Alone is a Fox movie. Are they moving everything Fox into Disney? That actually, you know, I'm going to click on Disney and see if see if it comes up. See, I doubt it because it's not Disney Studios. And everything says here Disney. So I think that that's what they need to do. Yeah, see, I don't see anything like that. So I wonder if Discovery Plus is going to be now an option within HBO Max. Now, if you guys don't know, I'm just going to read this thing here. Subscribers to HBO Max may receive a discount to Discovery Plus or vice versa. A new service combining the company's assets are going to be launched. Warner Brothers brands include HBO, TNT, TNN, CNN, Cartoon Network, and Warner Brothers Studios. Discovery includes HGTV, Food Network, and Animal Planet. So
it's a good slew of content.
Yeah, it's a good amount of content for sure. So I'm kind of like, okay, I'm kind of curious how they're going to do it, if it's going to be two separate apps. You know, and I think we talked about this too, how the WWE went over to Peacock.
Right. This was the conversation, wasn't it?
Yeah. So the question is, what the hell is Netflix doing about this? What is Apple TV doing about this? Please do not combine, because Apple's already expensive
right,
as it is.
Right. Because I was like, it would be nice if Netflix combined with Apple TV, because, you know, Apple TV is doing something really well and Netflix has some.
Yeah.
I don't want Apple to combine with Netflix. I think Apple TV is doing great.
I think Netflix has too much pride right now to think about combining with anybody.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I want to see how much Apple TV is. Apple TV Plus, Watch Now, Ted Lasso. Oh, that's a good show. Apple TV is just doing it really, really good. Stream Now, watch on the Apple TV Plus. Apple Original. Okay, so you get 7 days free, and then it's $4.99 after that.
That's it? That's actually pretty damn good. Yeah, I was expecting it to be like $9.99 or something like that.
Yeah. And they have a good amount of stuff. Some stuff is not original. Some stuff's been around already. But they're adding a lot of stuff, though. And they've been going. Yeah, they've been growing pretty fast, you know?
You know, we keep talking about the originals that Apple comes out with. They're always high quality stuff. And majority of them, when they come out with a banger, it tops the charts. Like, we talk about The Morning Show. C wasn't one of them, was it?
I don't know if Seed was one of them.
Who else was? Defending Jacob was a good one. I watched that one. There was a bunch of them that did really, really well for them.
Where's their originals?
So right there. So hold on, go down a little bit. Dr. Brain. This is the next banger that's coming out by Apple. It just came out on the 4th. And the next episodes are coming out soon. But you remember when we first started talking about Squid Games?
Yeah.
Yeah. C is awesome show. Awesome, awesome show. Do you remember when we first started talking about Squid Games? And I said, this is going to open a whole door of opportunity for other content creators from that side of the world to get their content out into North America. So since Squid Games made it big, then we see Alice in Borderland. A lot of people are talking about Alice in Borderland, which is another Korean-based show. And then this one is produced by Apple, and it's called Dr. Brain. It's supposed to be a thriller, but it's a decent, according to this article I'm reading, a decent Korean original series debuted for the platform. Platform. Oh, my God. Debuted.
Platform.
Yeah. So this is supposed to be a really, really good show that is another Korean style show, and it's coming out on Apple. So I'm actually looking forward to checking Dr. Brain out. So
there's a couple of them that I see that I'm like, ooh, this looks good. This looks really, really good. So I'm actually very, Dr. Brain, I heard about it. Invasion, interested in that one. C, like you said, the Mosquito Coast. I keep hearing things about that one. Yeah, they have a lot of good ones. Little America, I'm kind of curious what that one is. Physical, I definitely want to see that one. Rose Byrne, I think, is in it. She's funny. So I don't know. We'll see. It's these guys have a lot of stuff. It's kind of like Apple, I think, needs to definitely combine with somebody. For $4.99, that's actually a really good price.
I think so too.
They almost don't need to combine with anybody with that price.
Well, if you do, you know it's automatically doubling.
The second they do, it's like double. So it's kind of like, you almost want to.
It's crazy. So what does the Disney bundle start at now?
I think it's $7.99.
So $7.99 and Apple TV together is cheaper than Netflix.
Yep. And actually, if you get the bundle, $13.99, mm-hmm, with Hulu, ESPN, and Disney,
mm-hmm,
Apple with Apple TV, $17.99.
Still cheaper than Netflix's big package, isn't it?
Yeah. It's still cheaper than Netflix. Their higher package.
Poor the package.
The package.
I don't know. I don't know. We keep hating on Netflix, but I don't know. They are trying some different things. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
The thing with Netflix is they need to. They just need to do something about it, because it's like, okay, we've been waiting for Stranger Things for quite a while. The Boys, the last season was good. Sign up now. I don't want to give you my email. I'm going to give you guys a fake email. There you go. Get started. Finish setting up your account. Where? No.
What are you doing?
See, this I'm trying to find out what Netflix has for sale, but they want me to set up an account before they even show me their prices. They probably know. They're like, oh, it's Rojas again. They're like, that's who it is. FAQ, or they have an FAQ question here. How much? I don't want to care. Here we go. Plans and prices. Compare our plans and prices. Okay, well, can you just show me this on the homepage? It's $17.99 for their premium. So, for their premium, for $17.99, you get Disney Plus, you get Hulu, you get ESPN, and you get Apple TV Plus. This is why we're hating on Netflix so much, because of that. Because of that reason right there. And here's the thing that adds to the fuel, because people are going to be like, dude, you don't have to get their premium. You can get their basic for $8.99. Okay, I'll get their basic for $8.99. But guess what? No HD available. You're getting the mobile version and no Ultra HD available. Again, the mobile version. Okay, so $8.99, number of screens, you get one screen at a time. Number of phone and tablets it could be on, logged in, is one at a time. Not streaming at a time, just logged into one. But let's just say you're trying to watch at home and then you turn on your phone and you try to watch it, it's going to kick you out.
And let's be honest, most people are using somebody else's Netflix account. So if we're talking about $8.99, you ain't using nobody else's Netflix account. You got to get your own damn account.
Mm-hmm. And this is stupid. I don't even know why they add this. Unlimited. So all these three, all of them have this check mark. Unlimited movies, TV shows, and mobile games. Okay. Did they not have this option for the basic? Were we limited on movies and TV shows on the basic? You know?
Maybe. Maybe.
And then check this out. This has the check mark for all three of them, basic, standard, and premium. Watch on your laptop, TV, phone, and tablet. So I couldn't watch it on my TV before on my basic or what? You know, it's kind of like you're not really hyping this up by giving us three check marks for those categories. It's stupid. I think it's dumb. What does irk me though is when you go to standard from $8.99 to $13.99, instead of one screen at a time, you could do two screens at a time. Instead of one phone or tablet, you could do two. And then guess what? Now you can get 720p.
720. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Now HD is available for you. The only way you're going to get that ultra HD, that 4K, is if you're paying $17.99. And the problem nowadays is there's a lot of people now that they've made for true 4K TVs available for people, like affordable for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's just annoying, man. That's just
there's some phones that are coming out of 2K, like,
dude. Netflix streaming plans do not include DVDs. Find out how you could sign up for a DVD plan. Ooh, I want to see this. You have to go. Okay, well, why don't you? It says if you want to find out more, click here. And then it says how to sign up for a DVD plan. If you're not a Netflix subscriber, you would need to sign up for a Netflix DVD only plan. Go to dvd.netflix.com. Why didn't you just send me there to begin with? It's like, I'm like, click to go to that. Ooh, and they do have it. It's called dvd.com. dvd.netflix.com. Sign up. This is interesting. Remember back in the day, everybody used to be like, ooh, but you know what? Maybe that's what it is.
What?
Maybe, because, you know, it says unlimited movies, TV shows, and all that stuff. Maybe they used to have a plan back in the day where it was movies and TV shows and DVDs. So if you had, like, their premium plan, maybe it was, like, limited amount that you could stream. So anyway, if you want DVDs because you're old school like that, $9.99 a month. You could only rent one disc at a time. Unlimited per month. You could swap them out as many times as you want. Includes Blu-ray. No late fees, free shipping and returns. Cancel anytime. For their premiere, wait for this one, $14.99. You get two DVDs at the same time.
Ooh.
Two DVDs at the same time. I don't know what to say.
There are some situations in some places that still don't have very high good bandwidth for internet. So streaming is not the best. So, you know, I think they probably do very well maybe in places. I don't know how Alaska's internet is. I'm just saying.
Yeah. You would think they have good internet, at least. I don't know. I don't know. Netflix just makes me mad. They just irk me. I don't know. But okay, so if you were to say Disney Plus, or not Disney Plus, Apple TV, who do you think, do you think Apple TV should continue doing what they're doing, or should they combine? Or if, or if they could combine, who would they be? Should they do a Disney Plus bundle and then just go from $13.99 to $17.99?
No, I don't want Apple combining with Disney Plus. I don't see that happening.
Me neither.
I don't see that happening.
Power, it's a big, like, power move if that happens.
The only thing that I see is when Netflix is ready to get out, that Apple buys them over. That makes the most sense to me. I don't know why, but that makes the most sense to me. Disney is going around buying every other thing, but you know fully well that Disney can't buy Apple TV.
Well, I don't know. Disney's cap, dude, they have a lot of money. Disney could buy whatever the hell they want.
Yes, but it just doesn't, they, like, neither, Apple wouldn't let that happen.
But they do have a partnership.
Maybe.
If you go to Disneyland, it's very rare when you find a phone case for Android. But all those cute little phone cases that everybody has is on freaking Apple. All the phone cases that you get there, it's all Apple. Everything is freaking Apple. What do you got? You got something to show me?
Sure. I have one more article on Netflix. I figured we would just end on this. It says Netflix tests a TikTok style feed for kids. This week's Netflix iOS app is starting a test of a new feed for kids that's designed to show short clips taken from its library of children's content. The Kids Clips is literally what it's called. Uses a similar interface to TikTok or Instagram Reels in any attempt to surface child-friendly content. But while competing services are primarily formatted for viewing in portrait, Kids Clips videos are designed to be viewed in landscape.
Interesting. I don't like it.
Kids Clip joins a similar feature Netflix launched to promote its comedy content earlier this year called Fast Laughs. Didn't even know that existed. Did you? I didn't even know that existed. Both features have a similar aim to promote Netflix content using short clips similar to what users are already watching on social media. A screenshot of the Kids Clips interface shared by Bloomberg shows a shortcut for adding a tile to a watch later list. I think it sounds interesting. It sounds like we're just queuing up our kids to be prepared for applications like TikTok and Snapchat, like that just keeps scrolling through everything. And it's so easy to lose hours of your time just scrolling through these short little feeds and clips and whatever. I don't know. I think it'd be good for kids.
I don't know. It's anything that Netflix does, I'm not even a fan.
I know.
They're trying to copy TikTok. It's like, dude, TikTok has nothing to do with movies, and they're over here like, oh, they're a competitor because they're making money. It's just like, I don't know, man. I think so. They're just going to be grabbing clips from stuff that's already there,
and then if you like what you see, you just add it to your list and you watch it later, or you can hit play. And it looks like there's a yay button on the bottom left of the screen. Yay! And maybe that it tells the algorithm you like content like this, so it can show you more content like that.
I don't know if I like it or not.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
How often do you hear people, oh, I've watched everything? what else is there to watch? And it's just showing you like clips of it. And if you want to know more, then you go watch more.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I think Netflix needs to focus more on dropping their prices than trying to make money somewhere else because of TikTok. Like, TikTok's not even a movie service and they're worried about TikTok.
They're not worried about TikTok. They're just looking at other streaming relatable platforms and how to pull features from them that would make them more relevant in today's lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, I'm not buying it. Sorry, Netflix. I'm not buying to check out this feature.
This was a whole Disney Plus and then shit on Netflix episode. That's what you got.
And then a couple things in between.
There you go.
Yeah, so cool. Yeah, a lot of streaming stuff that's coming out. Make sure you guys do check out Shang-Chi again on Disney Plus. I'm very excited. Oh, actually, I got one more thing to share. True story. So you know I'm blind as a bat. I need my glasses or I can't see distance, right? If it's nighttime, forget it. All the lights, I'm just like, oh my gosh, where's my glasses? So I went to go see Eternals last week.
Yeah.
At the drive-in. I don't want to go to the movie theater just yet because I just don't trust people, you know?
Okay.
And you're in a closed room. You're in a big closed room.
Right.
So the first time I went to go to a drive-through to see a Marvel movie was for Shang-Chi. And I had my glasses on and I'm just like, cool. I think I was like in the fourth row or something. Like cars parked, you know? So check this out, man. I go to Eternals. We're sitting there watching, right? And I'm probably like on the 10th row. Got there a little bit late. And I can't see shit. Literally, it was like, I'm like this, dude, like Chinese eyes. I'm like, dude, I can't see. And I'm just like, why don't
you take your glasses with you?
I forgot them. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to move the car up. So I found a spot closer. And then I was like this the whole time. Like, I can't see that well. I could kind of see what's going on. And it looks good. I can tell what's going on. I could hear what's going on. I was so mad. I watched the entire movie. I know what the plot was. I know what everything was. At times, I didn't know which character was which because I was like,
oh my God. You ruined it for yourself.
I was like, I think that's the Indian guy. Or I think that was, I don't want to name all the characters just in case people are like, who? At one point, the Asian guy, I was like, is that Benedict Wong? I'm like, that can't be Benedict Wong. I'm like, he's a whole different character in the MCU. How is that? I'm like, who is that? So, yeah, I was not happy.
That was your own fault.
It was my own fault. I was able to see the movie. It was just blurry as hell. I was not happy. I want to go back and see it again. At the same time, I'm kind of like, it's not the same when you're in a movie theater. And I go to the movie theaters to watch them in 3D on IMAX.
Right.
So now I'm kind of like, well, what do I do now? Do I just wait for it? Do like, you know, what do I do? What do I do? So I think the last Marvel movie coming out this year is Spider-Man. So I'm hoping the drive-in has like a dual feature, like you could do two movies. So that way I can rewatch Eternals again.
Eternals will probably be too old by then, no?
No, Spider-Man should come out sometime next month.
Okay.
So it won't be that old, you know? And I don't think they're going to combine Spider-Man and Eternals. So if you haven't seen it, I'm not giving you guys any spoilers. That's why I'm trying to be very careful with what I'm saying. But from what I saw, it looked really, really good. The thing that sucked for me is I know how cool and beautiful they make these movies look with all these graphics, and I haven't been able to see them. I haven't been able to see that with Shang-Chi, and of course, definitely not with Eternals. It's completely different from when you're going IMAX 3D in this inside of movie theater where it's pitch dark and everything just looks amazing. And also watching it on your own home screen, especially I got a really good TV, versus the drive-through. The drive-through is just, you have a lot of like light around outside, so it can only be as clear as it's gonna get. So we'll see. We will see. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna wrap up the show. It's already been close to an hour now. Getting there. But hope you guys enjoyed the video. Let us know what you think. Make sure you guys do leave us a comment below. Smash that thumbs up. Make sure you guys are subscribed, share it with a friend. And check out that VPN. Check out the Buzz TV stuff. Yeah, what'd you got?
Oh, you know, if you didn't know, make sure you leave us a review wherever you're listening to us so that other people like yourself can find the content that you enjoy. Make sure you join us every Thursday, roughly about 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over on the Beyond the Streams YouTube channel, so that you too can be a part of the conversation, be a part of the community. And, you know, you never know what we're going to be talking about, who's going to be on the show, all that kind of good stuff. So we'll see you guys on the next one.
Peace.
Peace.